Today, the inflation shockers continue. Hi again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, today we got more bad news, this time from the UK, because the ONS, the Office of National Statistics, released the latest inflation data. And ouch, it was pretty painful. But it's a common thematic now that we're seeing across the globe that inflation is not behaving the way that people were expecting it to, not least because a lot of inflation is embedded in food costs, which still rise, as well as wages growth. And in fact, Britain's inflation rate remained stubbornly high, actually in double digits in March. And that was a surprisingly strong reading that will strengthen the case for more interest rate rises from the Bank of England. The consumer price index rose 10.1% from a year ago, driven by the strongest increase in food prices in more than four decades, according to the ONS. In fact, economists had expected a slowdown to 9.8%. And the ONS said that the consumer price index, including owner-occupiers housing costs, the so-called CPIH, rose by 8.9% in the 12 months to March 23. That's down from 9.2% in February and from a recent peak of 9.6% in October. And they said that indicative modelling of inflation suggests that the October 2022 rate was the highest in 40 years. By the way, the CPIH National Statistics Series began in January 2006. In more recent months, the CPIH annual rate has eased to below 9.2%, a rate that was previously recorded just over 30 years ago between September and December 1990. The slowdown in the annual rate between February and March came as a result of prices rising by 0.7% on the month, compared with a rise of 0.9% a year earlier. And the Consumer Prices Index, the CPI, rose by 10.1% in the 12 months to March 23. That's down from 10.4% in February and from a recent peak of 11.1% in October. Their indicative modelling estimates of consumer price inflation suggested the October 2022 peak was the highest annual inflation rate since 1981. By the way, the CPI National Statistics Series began in January 1997. The easing in the CPI annual rate between February and March 23 came as a result of prices rising by 0.8% on the month, compared to a rise of 1.1% a year earlier. Buried, though, in the ONS inflation data is some detail on the worst offenders when it comes to price rises. Gas and electricity aside, the list is dominated by food. For example, olive oil prices were up almost 50% from a year ago, sugar and whole milk around 40%, and eggs more than 30%. As a result, investors quickly moved to price in further rate hikes from the Bank of England, continuing the quickest tightening cycle in four decades. Policymakers, led by Governor Andrew Bailey, signalled a pause is possible if inflation pressures subsided, but today's results suggest that prices in the UK have much more momentum, in fact, more momentum in the US or even in the Eurozone. Money market traders priced a peak Bank of England interest rate of more than 5% in this cycle. That's the highest this year. And they also expected two consecutive 25 basis point increases in May and June, according to the swaps pricing. The pound edged higher against the dollar, and gilts fell as the market adjusted to the prospect of steeper rate increases. Sterling jumped as much as 0.4% to $1.2469 US, while the yield on the two-year note rose 13 basis points to around 3.82%. The Bank of England's job is not yet done, said Kitty Ushner, chief economist at the Institute of Directors. To address the underlying issues, the MPC still needs to raise rates again when it meets in a few weeks' time. The stickiness of core and services inflation in the March CPI release does leave the Bank of England on course to lift rates in May Sharper declines in the headline CPI should begin in the April data as last year's surging gas and electricity prices starts falling out of the annual comparison. But the March reading serves as a reminder that the path back to 2% will be a slow, slow grind. Britain's inflation rate actually retains more momentum than prices in the US and Europe, maybe even Australia, although I think Australia is following the UK rather more closely than many expect or understand at the moment. The CPI has been drifting down for months in the US and Europe, but in the US, prices rose 5% in March, the slowest in almost 2 years in the Eurozone CPI for the last month, eased to 6.9%. That's the slowest since February 2022. And as I discussed recently, CPI in Australia is higher and is expected to stay higher for longer. Hence, the RBA is also going to lift rates higher than people think. Inflation in the services sector in the UK remains 6.6% higher, while food and non-alcoholic beverages jumped 19.1%, which is the most since 1977. Grocery bills continue to spiral higher, with food and non-alcoholic drink price inflation hitting a 45-year high of 19.1%, and the ONS said it was driven by record increases in the cost for bread, hot beverages and chocolate and confectionery. Both core inflation, which excludes food and energy prices, and services price growth remained stable in March at 6.2% and 6.6% respectively. The two indicators of underlying inflation are being watched closely by the Bank of England policymakers, with services seen as a proxy for wages pressure in the economy. The main drivers of the decline were motor fuel prices and heating oil costs, both of which fell after sharp rises at the same time last year, said ONS chief economist Grant Fitzner. However, these were partially offset by the cost of food, which is still climbing steeply, with bread and cereal price inflation at a record high. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak made cutting inflation in half by the end of the year one of his five key promises as he battles to restore his Conservative Party's standing in the polls. These figures reaffirm exactly why we must continue with our efforts to drive down inflation, so we can ease pressures on family and businesses, said the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Jeremy Hunt. We are on track to do this. Well, of course, the bottom line is that there is a natural decline wired in because of where energy prices are going, but these other food prices and services prices might derail that whole situation. The Bank of England is considering whether it can pause its quickest tightening cycle in four decades, anticipating inflation will fall sharply in the rest of the year, but the rate setters face a balancing act after resilient wages growth reported on Tuesday added to fears that UK inflation will persist. Earnings excluding bonuses climbed 6.6% in the 3 months of February, even as unemployment edged up and vacancies declined. It's now highly likely the Bank of England will push ahead with another quarter point rate rise on May the 11th, said Hugh Gimner, global market strategist at JP Morgan Asset Management. The Bank of England is still a long way from being able to feel comfortable that price pressures are under control. However, there were some signs of price pressures easing. Factory gate producer price inflation did cool significantly in March, suggesting some relief is in the pipeline, and producer input costs rose 7.6%, down sharply from 12.8%. While output prices also moderated substantially. The cooling suggests that the easing in global supply chain pressures in recent months are now feeding through to factories, so prices continue to rise at an alarming rate, said David Barrier, head of research at the British Chamber of Commerce. More positively, today's figures show that the producer price index has eased to 7.6% from 12.8%, indicating the peak may have passed for input price growth. But the point is, of course, that input price growth doesn't tell you the full story. There are two questions that I think need to be looked at in more detail. Firstly, to what extent are companies still gouging, in other words, putting up prices more than they need to bolster and maximize their profits? I think that's a very significant issue here in the UK, as it is in Australia. And the second is that whilst some of those consumer prices are set to ease back, it's still very likely that food prices in particular and some wages growth will continue to drive inflation higher. And remember that services inflation feeds through into many other facets of the economy. So essentially, this inflation battle is far from over, whether you look in the UK, Australia, the US, the Eurozone, or elsewhere. This has got sticky and it's embedded. Therefore, once again, the bottom line is this. You're going to have to expect that central banks will continue to drive rates higher and that they will be quite unsuccessful in the short term in pulling inflation down, which means there's almost no chance of any rate cuts. That is, unless or until recession really bites. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.